Good morning. This is Sister Mona. My praying sisters listening to this today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sister that's listening to this morning that she starts to really turn to your word and your promises as a foundation for her plan, and not her own mind, but truly knowing in reality that your word won't be broken and she can trust it and she can depend upon it. And that she really sets her heart and her soul upon the rock, Christ Jesus, which is the word made manifest. That's all these prayer devices in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going back to Isaiah chapter 33, which is a good prophetic layout for what happens when the Lord is revealed, okay? It says here, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Okay, that's a really important verse. Okay, that's a really important verse. You're already seeing the shortages, and a lot of Christians, you know, they're trying to. You need to have faith. Okay, this is the thing. When you see something coming, okay, Scripture says, okay, that the coming of the Lord and the day of judgment, they act like birth pains. And you see this with Jerusalem, okay? You know, and the fall of, in the fall of Judah, okay? It doesn't just come all of a sudden, okay? It comes with birth pains, okay? A little bit, and then nothing. A little bit, right? And then nothing. You know, like labor, okay? And then all of a sudden, it overtakes, and you've got birth, okay? The fall of Judah, okay? You see it. It's like they're coming, okay? And then the king of Babylon leaves, comes in, leaves, okay? And prior to that, you have all these little, okay, etching away. So the property, the land itself starts to diminish, the kingdoms diminish, okay? Things start to crumble. It's not as strong. It's becoming weaker and weaker. And then eventually, it's overthrown, okay? So you need to take heed. Listen up when you're going to the grocery store and you don't see stuff on the shelves. Birth pains. That's him. That's how he works. Okay? He brings about famines. Okay? It's a form of judgment. Okay? Now, what you don't want to do, and what I see Christians do a lot, okay, is they lie to themselves. Okay? Because you see it and you go, oh, what am I going to do? Well, no, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Oh, I'm sure there's going to be stuff there. It's going to be all right. Everything's gonna be okay. And what you need to do is repent, okay? When you get that fear inside of you, okay, you have to have, you have to practice discernment, but that fear that you feel inside of you, okay, a lot of times I see this with Christians. I don't mean to laugh, but you just have to really humble yourself, okay? It's the Holy Ghost, and he's talking to you, okay? And he's making you afraid because you need to get pulled away and tucked and hidden in Christ, okay? See this with sisters. It's like they see a person, for example, a family member that they love, and the Holy Spirit's talking to them, you know, and they're trying to have faith, you know? Telling them that something's wrong there and that person's going to end up in a really bad situation. They're on the way to hell. Okay. They're in a place of, you know, spiritually in a bad place. And then physically here in this world, carnally, it's going to bear bad fruit. That person's going to end up in a bad situation. Okay. And I talk to them and they say, you know, I'm worried about, but I just need to have faith. I'm like, oh, no, not really. You need to have obedience. That's the fear of God inside of you. That's the Holy Ghost trying to wake you up so that you'll cast aside this life. Okay, lay down what you got going on and go take care of that person and go after them and start praying for them, start warring for them, start talking to them, whatever he's commanding you to do because they're in trouble. That's him. You can't have faith to override the fear of the Holy Spirit when he's trying to wake you up. That's him. Okay, and so I see this with Christians. They're going places and they're like, nope, everything's fine. There's no food shortages. Everything'll be fine. Look, got this going on, that's going on, you know, and that's because there's fear inside. The Holy Spirit is letting them know something is coming. Get ready. Okay, but they don't have any faith, okay, all right, and they're not really walking with the Lord, so they can't really recognize when he's calling them, okay, to him, to repent, to draw nigh unto him and start getting ready, and they just have this fear, and they try to faith it away, okay, and convince themselves, wait, no, you need to have faith, okay, as you do need to have faith, but you can't have faith to override the fear of the Holy Spirit when he's trying to wake you up. That's him. And that's real. You need to listen. You need to pay attention. Okay. And so when you see these things, don't lie to yourself. They're real. And they're just going to keep increasing like birth pains. Okay. But what do? You turn to the Word of God. Okay. It says it right there. Okay. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. All right. You put your faith in that. You say, okay, Lord, what do I do? Turn to him. Okay. And he'll make a way for you. God is, don't be an idolater. Don't be an idolater. Okay. I got news for you. Food doesn't just come from grocery stores. It comes from him. Okay. It comes from him. He can provide. He's God. Okay. I'll leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sister that's starting her day. She has a glorious day, abounding in the Spirit and just glorifying you all day long. Ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen.